This is Focus on EMU, and I'm Patrick Campion for WEMU. And this is a time during Eastern Michigan University football where we step aside for a moment to chat about some of the great things and people and buildings and great improvements and innovations going on at Eastern Michigan University on campus and in our community. And one of the ways that Eastern has been trying to serve its campus community and the community surrounding it is with great partnerships. And you may have heard about the partnership between Eastern and the local YMCA. And we're here to talk to you today about new options in childcare, not just for students on campus, but for people in our community, and why that's so very, very important to expand available childcare options for both of those populations. And we have a great group of people with us today, both people involved directly in the project and students taking advantage of this new option. And I'd like to introduce to them to you first the interim assistant director of community relations and engagement at Eastern Michigan University, and she manages to fit all of that on one business card. Carolyn Sanders, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm blessed, and yourself?
I'm well, and I'm so happy to have all of you here today to talk about this great new childcare opportunity. I have five kids, so I know all about the pain and struggles of childcare. Tell me a little bit about just give us again the introduction. What is this new option, and what is Eastern's role in it?
So Engage at EMU had an opportunity in partnership with the Ann Arbor YMCA to create an additional child care option for residents in Washtenaw County. Specifically, there is an MOU between Eastern Michigan University, the Ann Arbor YMCA, the Ypsilanti Housing Commission, and Ypsilanti Community Schools. So the way it breaks out for Eastern students, student parents, is 50% of those slots are available for our students.
Okay.
And currently, I think we're at about 58 available capacity. So half of that would be for EMU students. The other half is split, 25% for Ypsilanti Housing Commission families, and the other 25% for Ypsilanti Community Schools.
Now, I know you and I chatted a little bit before we started recording here about other child care options that have been available. Tell me, give me a couple decades, what's the history been like for child care options for students on campus?
So it's fortuitous that I landed in this position about a year ago as we were sort of wrapping up and ramping up, that 20 years ago, what was available for students on campus like myself who had a child and was coming back to school was the Children's Institute. Wonderful institution. My daughter attended there. I support them, always have. But it could be price prohibitive for some students.
For everyone.
Well, yeah. My financial aid shows, my loans show what I chose to invest in. But this option that we're offering, and it isn't, we look at it as an expanded option. It is not an either or. It's an expansion of licensed child care options for families in Washtenaw County. Is that the YMCA is blessed to be able to provide scholarships that will fill in the gap for what families can and cannot afford.
And you mentioned international students too and their financial aid options being very different and child care playing a different role in college expenses. So certainly as Eastern reaches out and tries to bring in more international students from all over the world, we got to look more at those types of things. I mean, I know we serve a non-traditional student base. We always have very proudly here at Eastern, but the international aspect of it certainly brings in a different way of looking at these types of expenses. So the YMCA, great partner and helping to get past that, because we don't want, you know, worrying about kids to be a barrier to furthering education.
Absolutely.
All right, and you brought Leanna from the YMCA, who also has a very long title, the Regional Child Development Director for the YMCA. You work out of Ann Arbor?
I do. All right. I'm kind of everywhere.
All right, you're everywhere.
Yes.
All right, and you're an Ohio State fan?
I'm an Ohio State alumni.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
We won't hold that against you. We have love for Ohio State here. That's okay. A lot of great folks at Eastern started at Ohio State, came up this way too, including our morning host. So not going to hold that against you. A lot of love for the red and gray out there.
I'm also an EMU fan.
All right.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Leah. It's not a choice. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You know, I always say that my one great sin on the air here is that I root for Notre Dame over everybody else, including Michigan. Michigan's my one school that, you know, I love over everybody. But Notre Dame, got to be the one. And of course, I love my Eagles. I'm an alum and love my Eagles, too. So, Leanna, welcome to the fold.
Thank you so much.
All right. What was your role in developing this child care center?
So I came in at the tail end of this. Okay. So my role was really furnishing, buying all of the things, hiring, making sure that we had a quality staff that balanced between YHC residents, between EMU students, making sure that we had a staff that was representative of the populations that we were serving.
And are you excited that this option's available?
Oh, I'm super excited that
so
it's available.
So tell us why. What's important
to
you?
Well, when I first moved to Ypsilanti, one of the first things I asked was, where was the YMCA? Where's the child care available? And that was just 2 years ago. And that affordable child care in a place like the YMCA wasn't. Mm. So I am super excited that we were able to bring this opportunity to Ypsilanti, because the programming at the YMCA is fun. It's different. There's a lot of sports involved and other things. We have a lot of collaborations with some of the other people that work at the Ann Arbor Y that'll be coming over. Our HEPA coordinator, our youth and sports people will be coming to work with our children as
just
well.
Just out of curiosity, with the programs that you mentioned there at the Y, or that this is more than just, you know, somebody watching your kids run around a circle all day long. I'm assuming there's a educational component, there's a development component. Do you work with parents too?
Absolutely. It's a full preschool, so we use the creative curriculum, so children are learning all those skills that they need to be in order to be successful in kindergarten.
So this isn't just free range child care. We throw them out in the grass, let them run around, and
No. Right. We have educated staff, high quality staff that are teaching them.
Well, that's important because, you know, especially students, when they drop their kids off, you want them to feel like they're in good hands, but they're also going somewhere. That this isn't just a babysitter.
Correct. Absolutely. We are way more than just a babysitter.
I knew that. Just wanted to, you know, chat it out with you.
Yes,
a little
and there's
bit.
A lot of flexible options with this program. So children can come as little as 2 half days a week. They can come 1 full day a week. We have options that fit students, so they can design a program that works for them.
All right, Carolyn and Leanna, we're going to come back to you, ask you about how to get in touch with you in some more details down the road. But you brought some students with you this morning, Veronica and Nigora?
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting it right. All right. Sorry. I'm trying to respect your name.
No,
all
that's
right.
Beautiful.
Veronica, you are a student here at Eastern. What are you pursuing?
A PhD in educational studies.
Okay. Dr. Anderson's group over there, is that an educational? No, that's educational leadership. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What is your future? What do you want to be? What are you trying for here?
To go back to my home country and
okay.
be inspector of pedagogy.
Where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Cameroon.
Oh, Cameroon. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Are you alone here on campus from Cameroon, or do you have a population? Is there other students from your country here? Do you know?
I am not sure. But if they were, I think they would be on the banners with me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you on a banner? You're on the welcome. You are welcome here banner?
Yes,
awesome.
I am.
Great. So we have a celebrity here with us this morning. All right. And Veronica, in addition to being a student and a future leader in the field of education, you are a mother.
I am.
You have a daughter that attends the child care. So tell me about what did this option mean to you? I mean, does this give you some kind of freedom? Does it give you some kind of, you know, good feeling, like you have an assurance that your child is in safe hands? I mean, what did this change in your life?
All of the above, okay. And especially knowing that I could do it. Now that I have help with her, getting her to a point where it's no longer about just sitting around and having fun with mom, but actually having a structured way of learning that would also allow her to grow in her person and in her personality. And also it enabled me to realize that with this option, I had no time to waste. I had to get it done because I was here on a limited duration of stay and I needed to be able to meet that.
Yeah, getting a PhD is not easy work. I mean, that's hard work. I'm a PhD student in the College of Technology here too, so I feel that a lot. And
absolutely.
And especially with that time frame looming over you all the time, and it must be so great to know that your kid can go somewhere that you don't have to worry about, is she getting the right treatment, is she getting the right education, is she getting the right food and stuff like that, that you can concentrate wholly on the reason you're really here, which is
absolutely.
To develop your studies. Okay.
Absolutely. Knowing that there was that financial assistance was the biggest relief to have come across that. And
yeah.
So this partnership, this collaboration between Eastern and YMCA was godsend. I could not have done anything without this help. And so having it is a blessing, and I am so grateful for it. And so it's been a great, great, great relief.
It sounds like your daughter's having a good time there.
She's having a blast.
Does she come home and tell you great stories about all the new friends she's making?
She's telling me all about her classmates and her friends, and telling me about pictures, because I think they had they had a print of themselves on the floor, and then they cut it out. And so it's on the wall, and she was telling me about her picture on the wall. And it's just so wonderful. And most especially the fact that they had two open house opportunities. That was wonderful. Very often it's one, and, you know, parents come in and they see the institution. But we had two, one in July and one late August. And we attended both, so it helped her to familiarize herself with the environment.
Yeah, you both got comfortable with it.
Absolutely.
Great, so
absolutely.
They didn't feel like strangers.
No, first day of school was a breeze.
I got to ask you the nerdy PhD question. What is your research topic? What are you going to be specializing in?
Oh, I'll be looking at educators' perceptions of using school gardens as a teaching tool.
Great, great. And you're going to take that home with you to Cameroon?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. We're so happy that you're here. Thank you. And we're so glad that you're pursuing this new piece of you and growing your studies here, and that YMCA and Eastern play a role in that with helping you with your daughter there. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for sharing your story.
My pleasure.
All right, Nigora, I'm going to ask you the same question. You're a student here at Eastern. What are your studies? What are you pursuing?
So I'm a PhD candidate, and I'm at educational studies, just like Veronica.
All right.
And I am in my last stage of writing up my dissertation.
Oh, wow. So a little bit of work. Wow,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How's your panel? Is it good and wonderful?
You mean
very
my committee?
Supportive?
Yeah. I'm lucky to have such a supportive committee that helps me all the time.
I got to ask you the same question. What is your dissertation topic?
So my dissertation topic is looking the role of education in 19th century in Central Asia, where I come from, and how they changed the life of local cultures that lived subsistence culture.
Where are you from?
It's called Tajikistan.
Okay.
And it's a very tiny country. It was part of Soviet Union in the past, and now it's independent.
Okay.
And just to give the idea, we have border with Afghanistan and China.
Okay, so mountainous?
Yes, all it's 93% of my land is mountain.
All right.
7% is land where we live, cultivate the land, and sustain ourselves.
So do you plan to take your stuff to your home country, or are you going to stay here in America?
That's definitely my plan of taking what I have learned here and back home and apply as much as I can, considering and respecting the situation back in my home country.
Wonderful. And thank you for being here, and thank you for taking advantage of this opportunity here at Eastern. I'm going to ask you the same question. What did this childcare opportunity between the EMU and the Y mean to you and your family?
Actually, while you're doing your PhD, life goes on too. So I had a child. When he started growing up, he became active. So, and I started thinking of childcare, where I need to send him. As a mother, of course, what you think is, will I feel comfortable when I leave this child? And will I have a productive day without really being worried what he's doing over there? So I heard of this childcare. It was in the middle of campus. We have big walls, so they put out there. So here's a childcare is opening, and I was super excited to learn that it's gonna open quite soon. So I started checking on it, and I learned that it was collaboration between EMU and YMCA, and I love YMCA and what that organization stands for, because my older son has been part of YMCA in different capacities, and I love that they pay attention to holistic child development, not like one only academic or only physical.
Right, so, mind and body, yeah.
Yeah, mind and body. They recognize that mind and body and the community they grow up, everything plays a huge role in the child's development.
Well, for somebody like you too, that's so in the depth in the world of education. I mean, you're pursuing the history of education in your country as a dissertation topic, so you must be really invested in education.
Exactly.
So that's important to you, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really important. So I got even more excited to know that YMCA is also offering. So I immediately found out the way of applying, and luckily we got in and it started. And it's already third week that my child is in this childcare, and He loves it. I can see that.
He's coming and telling you stories about his new friends.
Yeah, he. When I come back to look at, like, to see him, he's happy playing there.
Great.
And I also see that he's growing as a tiny human that knows how to say now, come in, all those kind of important things. And the other day, I texted to my lead teacher just to say thank you so much for being such a wonderful people and helping me to grow my family, because whoever helps me to raise my child, they become my family automatically. So, right. And I respect that. So they have been doing a great job, and I'm really, really happy with that.
Well, good luck with the finishing of your studies here and the wonderful program that you're going through. And
can I add
something? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, actually, I'm writing my dissertation. That means whole day of looking at screen, typing, and figuring out how to put things right way. So I tried to do it with my son before enrolling him to YMCA, and it didn't work out well. He's 21 months old child, wants attention all the time.
Yeah, and so do your studies. They definitely want your attention.
That was... Now I can leave him there and fully focus on my studies. And it helps a lot, like just like Caroline said, just Leanne said that.
Well, you never stop being a mother, but you do have to prioritize in order to pursue your studies. You got to put that first sometimes.
Yeah, and so. Also for him it's good also to have different social group to play with and interact and learn how to be in a relationship with other people too. So,
thank you so much for sharing your story. Thanks for being here. Best of luck, both of you, on your completion of your studies. They're wonderful topics. I love hearing about them. I know it's a little specific, but it's just part of being a student here that everybody wants to know what everybody else is pursuing in that department. All right. So, Leanna and Caroline, if somebody's interested in this, they want to learn more. I'm thinking about two different kinds of people, obviously students or other people that might be interested in having their kids here, but other people that are thinking, wow, this is great. I want to help make this bigger, better. What can I do? Tell me about how they can get in touch with you and how we can learn how to work together better towards a bigger future.
Well, if they are EMU students, they can. We have a wonderful graduate assistant, Julie Vogel. They can email jvogl@emish.edu. They are also free to email me at csanders@emish.edu. We'd be happy to give them the information that they need or connect them. They also can search for Engage at EMU and find that information. And I'll let Leanne give you contact information for the YMCA.
I know the Y always loves outside help.
We do. And this program is pretty much, at this point, almost 100% grant and donor funded. So
awesome.
We need as many donors as possible to help this program keep going.
Well, you are part of a very generous community, so give us that info.
Perfect. So we are scholarshiping 99% of the people who are there. So in order to keep doing that, we need scholarship dollars. So if anybody's interested in enrolling their child or helping with donations, I can be reached at lpasker@annarboryMCA.org. If they want more information, they can go on our website, annarboryMCA.org, and go to Ypsilanti Programming and look for the Ypsilanti CDC Child Development Center.
And I'm just assuming, but you do want to make this a bigger opportunity. You want to grow this and have it be available to even more people.
Absolutely. Right. As many people as possible.
I just assumed that we're all on the same page here, but wanted to make sure we were right. All right. Thank you so much for sharing today. Thank you for bringing
this
information. And you have that contact information there. If you've forgotten that, we'll make sure to link it over at wemu.org, where you can hear a longer version of this interview as well. This is Focus on EMU. Go Eagles!